if you're looking for something that is kind of doing something really interesting in the kind of horror creepy area, there's a new film called Sea Fever, which is available on digital HD and also on Blu-ray. This is the feature debut from Nyessa Hardiman, who's a BAFTA award-winning writer-director. This is like an adventurous eco-chiller that plays out on a boat trawling the sea off the West Irish Sea. And there is a crew going fishing, and there is this research student who gets on board the boat because what she wants to do is to research sea anomalies. As soon as she gets on board the boat, her suspicions are raised about her presence, not only because she's a research student, but because she has red hair, which in sailing terms is apparently bad news. Here's a clip.
Suri, you haven't met Siobhan.
Man.
Well, she's pleased to meet you too, mate.
Does the skipper know about this?
Does now.
A redhead.
We've already spent her fee.
I know, but we can't afford any bad luck.
So you think the colour of my hair is bad luck?
Oh, there's two schools of thought on that.
Well, I can't change what I am.
Oh, I know, but maybe just not such a bad idea.
The not such a bad idea is to put the hair under a hat. So anyway, the boat then goes out and there's an exclusion zone. The boat ends up in the exclusion zone and suddenly finds itself encountering this strange underwater parasite. What I really like about the film is this. On the one hand, it owes a certain atmospheric debt to things like Alien and The Thing, but it is definitely its own beast. It's a film in which there is not a huge amount of money. It's an international co-production. The cast is Danish, Scottish, English, you know, and it's pulled funding together from a number of different places. But it's a film that's based on ideas. And what I really liked about it was that you got finely drawn characters and a properly thought out script that essentially only ever lets you know as much as the individual crew members and the research student know. And also, the film quite accidentally moves into a kind of quarantine subplot, which is now, of course, striking a particular chord. I mean, that's obviously totally accidental. But the way in which it's done is it's done intelligently enough and smartly enough that you are drawn in, despite the fact that the special effects are fairly limited, but they're well done because they're inventive. The film itself relies on atmosphere and tension to cast its spell, to cast the net of its spell, which it does rather well. It's got a great eerie score by Christopher Franzen, which is kind of this ambient. So the music almost sounds like the sound of the sea. There are a couple of jumps. There are a couple of moments of shocks, but it's not a kind of formulaic, you know, a quiet bang movie. Quite the opposite. What it is a film which creates these characters, creates this environment, sets up this thing that you understand completely, even though you don't understand what's going on, and then keeps you gripped. And I've now watched it a couple of times, and I have to say it's a perfect example of, if you make a film well and you make a film intelligently, the images stay with you. I was talking about this when I was just doing that rundown of the things that scared me the most. And in the case of this, I've really thought about it. And the more I've thought about it, the more I like it. Again, one of the reasons I particularly like it is that it's a film which is using a very small budget, but it's using it in a way that is inventive and it's got confidence to it. And it's a really good piece of storytelling. It's called Sea Fever. I was really surprised by how much I liked it. I thought it was a really terrifically well done piece of work. And once again, shows that you don't need a big budget to get big results.